shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yes, it is.
Where am I? Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. Yeah, I've been like, hey. You know, here we are. Gosh, it's the 4th of January, and we are live here. This is Linda Bott. How are you? Happy New Year.
And thank you, Linda. I'm very excited to be here this evening and talk about the rest of the year 2024.
All right. We're going to do a couple station identification. This is North State Now, and my name is Linda Bott, and we started to do, I used to do a show called On the Spot with Linda Bott, and then we took a year off and then kind of rebranded it with, I do the first Thursday of the month, I call it North State Now, and I cover where we have a whole hour here. I can do theater, and I do, you know, film, and I call some of my old musicians, and I will highlight people. And so what I really thought about this Thursday night, when, and I'll be here the first Thursday of every month, and if there's five Thursdays in a month, I'll be here the last Thursday. And I decided, okay, you know, it's 2024, and I do want to continue doing this. And so does enjoy the magazine. They will be here, Heroes of the North State. The same group that's been here in the past will keep on continuing on because, you know, it's always interesting to see who, you know, who's listening, who is driving through and listening to our show. And we get enough positive feedback that we feel that, you know, it's a really wonderful thing to do, and we get to highlight people in our community. So, I want to shout out to Trevor. That was kind of an interesting. I kept saying trying to jump in, and I was still
I saw the green mic there, and I assumed that's where you were. I made a mistake.
Oh, okay. Well, this is kind of weirdly moved around. Okay. No, that's fine. So welcome, Trevor, and we're going through this, you know, 2024 moment together. And I thought, how appropriate to have Sandra Jennings, and I just have her astrologer in the A's in my phone, astrologer Sandra Jennings, and I call, and she picks up the phone, and I say, I really would love for you to come on Thursday night. You are here the entire time. Share with our listeners what's going on with our planetary alignment, because is it my imagination? And welcome to the show, Sandra.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be the official Sandra Jennings astrologer here this evening.
You are the official, yes. Was it my imagination, or was 2023, I mean, there were some beautiful things, don't get me wrong, but it was, for my adult life, was one of the hardest years I've been through.
Well, there has been an erosion of power and boundaries, and people that are in government or high positions in institutions, that their reputations have been investigated, and their power base is eroding. And it's also boundaries of all kinds, things that prop human beings up, hold them up and hold them in, because the planet that represents foundations of all kinds and institutions, Saturn, has moved into water sign Pisces. The ocean, the fishes traveling backward and forward with no boundaries, no limitations, and things that hold you up, these major institutions of all kinds across the board, their power is dissolving because of the planet that rules and institutions of foundations and 3D reality being in Pisces. The ocean, the waves that are going back and forth, and you're not tied to anything, and they wash over the boundaries and erode and dissolve. That's what the waters do. So that's been something that has made people feel anxiety, uncomfortable, unstable. Because the very things that we have put a lot of time and energy into building for our stability and our security feel like they're coming apart. They're not holding us up anymore. The things we have relied upon to be dependable we're finding out they're not as dependable as we thought they were.
So
it's a shocking thing.
Some of your you've got to keep your integrity and your foundation. As a, human being, and what you know is to be right and wrong. But some of the things that I've noticed is that, how people really just acted weird this year.
And how did people get into positions of authority that had no experience? That makes no sense, because they don't know the job. And we've seen that. And when that happens, people lose confidence.
On a local level.
On a local level.
On a school board level. Any kind of board. On a
positions of power.
Yes.
Of all kinds. Mm-hmm. We look and we see people got elected or put into places of power, and they don't know their job. They don't know what to do. They get there. We're going to do the very best we can. And they don't know. They have no experience. They don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's no background.
Mm-hmm.
There's no background. There's no backbone.
So you were stating the fact that Pisces.
Yes.
We're going into Pisces, or we are getting out of Pisces?
Certain planets are in Pisces at the present time, and one of them is Saturn. And Saturn represents foundations in 3D reality, how it's built, how we depend on it, and how it keeps us feeling stable and secure and putting a lot of time and effort in building something. And then to find that something that has been built over a long period of time is put in the hands of a person that doesn't have the vaguest idea how to operate this institution, and they say silly things, or they do silly things, and it makes the people uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're seeing that on a global level.
That's right, and so it's the world when the planets. Especially the planets, the outer planets, not personal ones, the ones out there beyond Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and then the planets we can't see with the naked eye, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. When they change signs, or when they're in a particular sign, it gives you a certain idea how that planet is going to operate in society, how society is going to operate, because it's got a filter of that sign, that constellation. And right now we've been talking about Saturn, and Saturn does better in a sign that's an earth sign, four square, grounded, responsible.
Well, let's take an early break, and when we come back, I'm sure our listeners, as well as myself, really want to hear about where we're going.
Okay.
As a society, like those planets that rule maybe an action, a thought. And I'm not just talking about elections. I'm talking about, we know that COVID happened. People got weird. They got shut down. They got closed down, meaning closed down psychologically, communicative. That was a breakdown for me this year with a lot of people.
People felt imprisoned in their own homes.
Yeah.
They couldn't go anywhere, literally.
Yeah.
Many people were not, all around the world, were not allowed to leave their homes.
But it's almost like there was a crack that happened with certain people, and how with regular life situations with these people, something cracked. I did.
What we learn to do in everyday life so that we can go and get our food, we can see our friends, we can raise our children, we can go out and be sociable. When those patterns are destroyed, it goes to the root of who we are as human beings. And that was what happened during COVID.
Man. All right, so we want to thank our sponsors. We've got Turtle Bay, I'm not going to say anything now, but next month we're going to have Seth Magaha come on, and we're going to hear all of the new launches that they're happening, that are happening in Turtle Bay, that you are going to get tickets to, and have the great experience of seeing how they're moving forward with like a forward thought. Right here in Reading. Again, this is Linda Bott, and I also want to thank Four Winds Jewelry. They are doing such amazing work. We've had them since the day we started our station. They did our wedding rings. I love their estate pieces. When I went to the National Rodeo Finals, I had this wonderful, great turquoise jewelry that I got from them. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and I love the work that they do. So we'll be right back after these messages with Sandra Jennings, our astrologer, and this is Linda Bott on North State Now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome back to our 6 p.m. show here on KTNR. This is North State Now. We honor the fact that we do have the airwaves here at 96.5 FM, also 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. This is Linda Bott, and with me tonight, as we're here live, I'm talking with our one and only Sandra Jennings, who is our astrologer. I would say, you're the only astrologer I know, but you're the astrologer.
You call me Linda, I'll come right down here, and I'll answer questions for you about your life, about my life, about the city, about the state, about the country, about the world.
I love how you're prolific and excited, always excited about what you're doing.
Well, it gives me inspiration in my life to be able to share information with people that they can't get from any other source, and to help people realize there is a pattern in what's happening on Earth, in our solar system, in our own lives. It's not this big mystery that we don't know what's going on and we're always confused and there's no way to get an answer to our questions. Astrology can bring you those answers, and it can provide timing. This is when Jupiter is going to move into Gemini this year, and this is when big ideas are going to proliferate in communication, and it's going to expand, and people are going to be more excited about doing things in the outside world with other people and forming groups for particular purposes to be of help to humanity and to their world, instead of sitting back and enjoying the high life, drinking fine wines or smoking cigars or eating exquisite foods, you know, and wearing furs. People want to jump out of that pattern and get out into the world and expand. What's going on the other side of the country? What's going on the other side of the world? How can I go there and meet those people? How can we gather together and do something that's going to be beneficial for all of us?
So at the break, you talked about two big planets that are going to be having prolific changes in our society, in our world.
The whole world.
Okay. Not just here in Redding, California.
No. These are worldwide changes that we're going to be able to perceive, because the planets that are the farther away from the sun they are, the longer their orbital period. So the longer they have an influence when they're in a particular area of the sky associated with a certain sign or a constellation. So when Jupiter changes signs, like he's going to do later this year, he's going to change from Taurus, comfort-loving Taurus, into Gemini, who wants to be chatty and find out what's going on everywhere. I want to know it all. I want to know what you're doing and you're doing and you're doing. And now let me tell you what I'm doing. So that's going to change. Jupiter goes into a particular sign for 1 year, and then it changes into the next sign. But Pluto's going to change signs this year. Pluto's going to move from Capricorn into Aquarius. Pluto's pattern, once he finally gets into Aquarius, it'll last for 20 years. So this is a long-term change, moving from Capricorn, which is the sign of the people who are at the peak of the pyramid of power in money, in government, in the military. It's the ones at the top. That's what Capricorn represents. And the construction that they have built for themselves, so they will be at that elite place of power for as long as possible. Well, when Pluto moves into Aquarius, the power, because Pluto represents willpower, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't touch it, but it proliferates and it's throughout your entire Earth. And the power moves from those elite few, it spreads out everywhere horizontally. Instead of vertically, it goes horizontally, and literally power to the people. And it's the age of Aquarius we've been talking about and singing about, where each of us is going to be more in charge of our own lives without so much control from the top down. And there will be more people that are building smaller groups of people that they're going to align with in counties, in cities, like city-states. In ancient Greece, instead of huge conglomerations of government where one person rules everything in an entire continent. But the transition is going to be, it might be rocky, because Aquarius is the planet of revolution. And it's the planet of, it's an air sign, so it's about intelligence and ideals. And it's about using technology to make these changes And it definitely, there's going to be a big change as people use their computers for everything, use their cell phone for everything, and we're going to find out, you know, what's behind all this?
Hmm.
What brain is in charge of all technology everywhere all the time? I think it'll be the rise of the age of AI. And we're seeing it now. People are talking about it now. Even people who are in media, own media businesses are saying, I'm not 100% sure if AI is what we want. Well, the genie's out of the bottle. And we're going to be working with it for this next 20 years. And during that time, whatever sign Pluto is in, the matters of that sign, whatever they govern, whatever they rule, there is a kind of, it's like whatever is incorrect is going to get made correct. Whatever is festering or smelly or rotting is going to be thrown out, and something new and better is going to replace it. It can make something that's rotten and composted into something that's going to be great and help things grow. Pluto transforms. I hope that that made sense. But Pluto is going to transform the AI, the technology revolution that we're all going for, and the rotten apples are eventually going to be removed, and it'll be perfected as closer we get to the end of this 20-year period when Pluto's going to be in Aquarius. And it'll be exciting, but we're going to see people who have been at the top for them and their families for generations. Going, we don't want to get rid of power. We don't want to be taken down from our position. You know, we want to still be at the top. We want to still be the boss. And
they're going to be found out.
They'll be found out.
And but even if people, from what we're seeing, is if even if people are found out, they're not seem to be at this point, from what we're being fed from our different news sources, there's a lot of people that just aren't being held accountable. What people are finding out that are atrocious, where's the accountability?
Maybe the thing is they have to live with themselves, and people just eliminate them from their, you know, lifetime. They're ejected from society. They aren't invited back to the next party, whatever. But human beings on the level of humanity, that horizontal growth, they build their own leaders and leadership, and maybe they'll rotate power within the leadership.
As you follow astrology, and you are very successful in your practice, and when we come back from the break, more about Sandra Jennings and how you can get a hold of Sandra, because she does your birth chart, she'll answer questions, marriage charts, business charts. You know, things that are, what about this timing about doing this at this particular time? And, you know, this is her expertise. But I'm just curious, as you're going through and you're studying, this on a daily basis, do you think on a local level ever, a neighbor level, not just personal, but like what's happening in your community? Do you think about what's happening in our country? Or, you know, what crosses your mind? Are you one that, like, reads the paper, reads the headlines, and thinks, oh, this makes sense?
I always do. I've got subscriptions to different news magazines and newspapers, and I get on the computer and look for news, and I watch TV channels, because I look for what will tell me what will coincide with certain astrological aspects, so that it makes more sense to me, so that I can understand it. Because a lot of times news stories don't make sense. Somebody's feeding you a line. They've got a story. This is the story, but you know, something else is going on behind the scenes. And if I do charts for those people or those institutions or those companies, then I can figure out exactly what the truth is. Because I can do that helpfully for people when they have questions that they are trying to answer in their own lives, and they can't go to anyone to give them an answer to their question. They can't consult with Google. There's no way to get that answer. It's like them and God. God, please give me an answer to this question. So you contact me, you ask me the question, tell me what your question is. I do a chart for that moment that I hear the question, and an interpretation of that chart will answer the question because it puts me in touch with the moment. I know all the forces and all the circumstances that are behind that moment. And it is like whispering your question in the ear of God and getting an answer. So it's nice to know that I can provide that service for people, that I can say it's not like just doing a tarot spread and going, well, this is going to happen and this is going to happen and you're going to be rescued from a difficult situation. Well, but when? Well, I look at the chart and I find out, wait a minute, Jupiter is going to move into Gemini in May, and things are going to change for you, that you're going to want to take your money out of this situation or this kind of a business and put it into cryptocurrency, put it into something that is more technologically based, more involved with communications.
Well, we do have to take a break. When we come back, more with Sandra Jennings, our astrologer here. Very interesting, talking about what's happening. And maybe she'll give us a few predictions here before the night is out. This is Linda Bott, along with Sandra Jennings. We'll be right back on North State Now here on KCNR.
Ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. at the historic Cascade Theater, January 18th to 21st. This 60-minute musical is full of the songs you know and love from the animated film and the Broadway production. This production by Reading School of the Arts is the only of its kind. Students at the heart of the show, come support students in the arts and prepare to be interchanged with guilds.
Tickets available now at cascadetheater.org. That's Cascade, T-H-E-A-T-R-E.org. This production of The Little Mermaid Jr. is presented with special permission by Music Theater International.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back. Yeah, I know you've been hanging on here trying to figure out, like, what's she going to say?
Any sign, any planet can have a wonderful, high-minded way of revealing itself. And then there are also a negative way that it can go about and act out and have an influence. So you want to pay attention to the relationships that planets make to each other in different signs.
Well, you've heard this expression before, Mercury's in retrograde. And you have, you know, made that very clear that it's very hard to get contracts moving forward or communication, or let's say you're recording something and it's something that happens in, which I still don't understand, but I do understand, if you know what I mean. So now you're saying this is the time right now we're in clear
sailing
to move forward.
That's right. Mercury went direct yesterday. And so we can move forward. No planets are retrograde at the moment. So we got about 2 months when none of the planets are, when they're all moving forward. None of them appear to be moving backward, which means the plans that we've had, the things that we've been germinating or ruminating or going over, reevaluating in our life, is it time? Can I do this? Oh my God, what's in the way? Nothing's in the way. What am I going to do next? Now is when we can move forward because, yeah, it's clear sailing. There's no blockage. It isn't anything in the way. And talking about Mercury retrograde, you don't have to believe it and you don't have to understand it. You just have to keep track of when that particular situation is happening, because what happens? I sit down and I'm writing an astrological report idea out to talk to somebody, and I move my hand one way and the whole thing disappeared. I erased it. I've been working on it for hours. I don't know why. I didn't do it intentionally. It was some kind of electronic something that happened. I touched something and it was a spark. And whoops, gone. Okay.
Well, Sandra, you do a lot of personal readings, and you have a couple of events that you do yearly at Wind River. Tell us how somebody gets a hold of you.
You can call me on the phone. You can contact me via my website, sandrajennings.net. You can get to me by my email address, sandrajennings85@gmail.com. Am I allowed to put phone numbers on the
sure,
air?
Sure.
Okay, absolutely. Call me at 530-410-3702. My personal number, you will get to me. And I will answer the phone because that's what I'm supposed to do. People, how are you else going to get to me? How are you going to ask me those personal questions that have no answer that you can find?
And you said you're super busy right now.
Yes, because I'm also an antique dealer, and I buy and sell antiques, and I sing. So I got a lot of irons in the fire. I like to stay busy. I like to stay creative. I like there to be exciting things happening in my life that keeps the juices flowing.
Did you say you sing or swim?
I sing.
I
sing with the symphony, and I'm also working right now on putting together some jazz numbers. A friend of mine said, "Do you want to sit in with my jazz duo?" I'm thinking, "Well, okay."
How cool is that?
It's darn cool. It's
I guess
really
I
exciting.
Didn't know that till tonight. You might have talked about the symphony before.
I have.
Yeah.
So it's excitement. The excitement of life.
Yeah.
You know, life is out there waiting for you to live it.
Right, right. Well, that is so cool. And you, so you have been super busy with that kind of work. But, I mean, you know, as far as the astrology, they get in touch with you and they say, "I need a personal chart. I need to know what's going on this next year."
I'll ask what the needs are. And if they need to know what's happening in the next year of their life, I always recommend doing a solar return, which is like a birth chart that starts for your year, where I find out when the sun comes back to the same sign, degree, and minute it was at when you were born. And it's like the birth chart for the next year, and it'll tell you the trends for everything that's going to happen to you in 1 year from one birthday to the next. So that's a yearly chart. Or I get together with people online. We have Zoom meetings, and I meet before the new moon and the full moon. I do everybody's chart, and I go, okay, and this is the chart for the new moon, and this is how it's going to affect your birth chart. And I do a reading for everyone who comes to the Zoom meeting. I do that twice a month.
And that is, what is that called, the Chiron?
That's
yes.
it. Chiron
Chiron.
Yes.
And you have a certain fee for people that want to do that.
$40.
Okay.
Very affordable.
And so people can get on the Zoom, and you've already done their chart.
I already have done their chart. I'll send them copies of their chart. I'll send them copies of the upcoming new moon or full moon and how they interact. And I'll tell them the story of this is what's happening at the moment in the skies of at the new moon or the full moon. And then we talk about it later, how that's going to affect them personally, just them, their life alone. Because people are curious about life. What's going to happen to me? I watch the world, but I got to live in this world. How do I do it the most successfully? And you figure out how you fit in with the currents of time. And that's exciting. That's what's exciting about astrology.
And when you talk about how you were born, when you were born, and where you were born, not how, but where and when, that's kind of like you said, your personal stamp.
Yeah, it's your template. And it's focusing, I'm triangulating. And it's the place and the time and the exact area. And then I figure out where are all the planets, sun, the moon, and the planets, in regards to that place, that time. You own that time and that place. That belongs to you. That's when you incarnate. That's when you breathe your first breath of air in the third dimension. So it's that time, that moment is so important. It's so personally can give you so much information in your life about you, who you are, and why you came here. So those, the birth charts, I always recommend, first thing, get your birth chart done. Get to know yourself. Who are you really? Many people don't think about it. What do I like? What kind of person do I like to be around? What do I like to do in my free time? What makes me feel alive? And your birth chart will tell you that, and then those yearly charts will say, but this is the area of your life that is going to, where the currents are going to be the most free and unobstructed, and you can enjoy what you're doing and be the most successful here. So,
well, what brings you joy? We talked about you sing.
Yes, I do.
And you do the antiques.
Mm-hmm.
And you recently shared with me that somebody who you did a reading for was so impressed and has gifted you. That's been amazing.
It's been amazing. But, you know, you want to face all of your life's challenges, look at them, try to figure out what are they, what's hard, and what's easy for me. And then try to figure out how to pursue the easy road, the easier road with less obstructions, and figure out when opportunity is going to come. And that's why we really want to know about what's going on with Jupiter as the largest planet in the solar system.
Is going into Aquarius.
Jupiter's moving into Gemini, also
Gemini.
An air sign.
Oh.
Okay. Pluto is going into Aquarius.
Okay, that's it. Gemini.
Those are the
okay.
two planets. They're changing signs this year.
How does that affect me if I'm a Gemini?
If you're a Gemini, you may get more opportunities and feel like your life is more in alignment and things are happening in ways that are beneficial to you and you feel more abundant. Because Jupiter always brings good things.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you want to know when Jupiter's on your side,
mm-hmm.
when Jupiter's giving you an opportunity. It doesn't happen all the time. So you want to know when those opportunities are so you can take advantage of it, so you can believe it. You can believe it's the truth. And speaking about truth, once we get further into the year in April, Jupiter is going to make a conjunction, meaning it's going to be in the same place in the sky as the planet Uranus. And that's going to happen in April. And at that time, all kinds of truthful circumstances will be revealed. Some of them may be shocking because Jupiter enlarges and Uranus is electromagnetic and brings about sudden circumstances that are surprising. You cannot plan them. And they could be unsettling because they're unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will be big truths that will be revealed in April all over the world. And it's like the lights turn on. Nothing's in the darkness anymore. Things people have been trying to keep quiet or keep covered up. Whoops, it's all out in the open.
Oh, well.
Very exciting.
Very exciting. Okay, let's take a break. And we'll have a last segment here with Sandra Jennings. If you're listening, I've got a couple tickets here. I'm gonna probably give them away on the morning show if you don't call in now. But there's just a few days left. You want to talk about magical, and that's the Reading Garden of Light. There's just two more nights. It closes on the 7th. So these are good for any time, because usually when you have to buy a ticket, you have to buy a specific time. So I do have some tickets left if you want to give us a call at 530-605-4567. Our producer is standing by, Trevor, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Black holes and revelations.
And welcome back to our final segment here on KTNR 96.5 FM. Congratulations, Sandy, on winning your tickets.
Thank you so much! I have wanted to go here for years! Woo!
Well, we went on New Year's Eve. It was our 16th wedding anniversary was on the 1st. Mm-hmm. And we went on New Year's Eve to Garden of Light. Mm-hmm. And there was a band there. And we kind of went late because they were going to just do it from 6 to 9.
Okay.
And so we went there about 8 o'clock. And it was just not a lot of people. Maybe they came earlier with their families. But it was so mystical and magical with the lights and the atmospheric, whatever that means, it just felt like the lights were twinkling just a little bit more.
Oh, beautiful.
It was special. So please do enjoy that, really.
And I will. Yeah, Thank you so much.
And on tomorrow in the morning show, we'll give our last tickets away because we definitely want to be able to use these. These are golden tickets. All right, so we talked about, before you came on the air tonight, we discussed we are in a presidential election.
It's coming.
And we are going to be in, we're in recalls, we're in city council, we're in all of these different locally, you know, state, people have had seats before in our political, in speaking politically. And what do you think, will there be something that's going to wreak havoc? Or are we going to, like, really be surprised or blown away with what's going to be happening here in the next 6 months?
If there's going to be anything that's going to surprise people and blow them away, it's going to be the amount of secrets about people that are trying to get into power, who they really are, and what the real truth is about them that will be revealed. And because they can't hide it any longer, and that there may be others that are trying to obscure the truth, and there might be certain groups that are trying to sling mud or to sling praise to individuals, and that they don't really deserve it. And so we'll be finding out what the truth is, and one of the parties that is involved is this conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus that I talked about that is going to bring about, it's like magnify downloads from the angels, from heaven, from the heavenly realm, from the realm of Uranus. And it will affect one of the candidates in a way that it reveals tremendous weakness and secrets that have been tried to be hidden for a long period of time, and they will be revealed, and it will bring about some character and political difficulties. And and then there will be another party who, when I looked ahead, I always have look at the, it's called the Aries Point Chart, which is the beginning, from the beginning point of the year for Washington, D.C. And then I look at who is, what sign is in the position of power, at the pinnacle, at the midheaven, at the doorway to the 10th house, the leader, the authority. And in that Aries Point Chart, it is the sign of Gemini is there. And there, one of the candidates, Gemini, is very strong in their chart. So one should take a look at that because it will give you some really strong answers to your question.
So
without mentioning names.
Yeah. So I'm just curious about how everything has gotten so, I want to use the word smutty.
Mm-hmm.
There's a word, it's not a pretty word, but it just feels like we turn on the news and everything feels dirty.
Yeah, mudslinging. Yellow journalism, it used to be called, where you go to the lowest common denominator as fast as you possibly can and insult people and tell lies about them so that they'll be degraded in some way. But that bounces back on you in cosmic patterns as far as karma is concerned. If you live your life like that, at some point it reflects back on you. It's like a mirror effect. Whoops, it didn't hit the other person, and it came back and hit me. Oh my gosh! And and your covers get pulled. So we can expect a lot of covers being pulled. We're starting to hear it now if you listen. But you have to pay attention when you're listening to the news or reading it, and read between the lines. And when you get that little thing in your heart that goes, "Wait a minute, that's not true. That can't possibly be true. How can they be saying that?" Believe what's in your heart.
Well, you were saying also, and I'm not really sure at which point, what we talked about at the break and what we talked about on the air, because we just go blah, blah, blah at the break. You had said something about maybe the cap being lifted off a lot of people after COVID and crack and people cracking and being muddied and dark that there is maybe with this age of Aquarius, yes, that people are going to have a, they're, if they have ESP, they'll have more ability to see and sense and have. Now, what do you think people do when this clarity happens? Is it something that makes one soften, or does that make somebody more of a, you know,
electromagnetic thing that happens to you. You start being able to pick up vibrations or frequencies that are beyond what you've been able to pick up with your five senses. And it's a truthful awareness, a conscious awareness. And you know things.
And this is because of what planets?
It's because our entire solar system has been moving through an arm of the galaxy as that galaxy arm moves into an area of our galaxy that has more light. It's called the photon zone. It's not visible light, but the vibrations, all of the atoms move faster in that zone. So everything on all the planets is vibrating faster. All the atoms, all the molecules, everything in our bodies, in our pets, in the stones, in the plants, they're vibrating faster.
Mm.
So we are literally evolving quickly because the whole planet's moving into that area of the galaxy. So we can fight it and go, oh, no, that can't be happening. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. Or we can relax into it and appreciate it. And then when you hear things or see things, you go, oh, yeah, that's true. Or, oh, no, that's not right. I know what the truth is. And these alignments help us. They trigger certain areas in our brain or in our bodies so that we can perceive what the truth is better. And we're going to have one of those alignments when Jupiter aligns with Uranus, which is the planet that rules Aquarius. So it's another way we're moving into the Aquarian age. There are other triggers too, but I'll be talking all night.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate, you know, Sondra Jennings, one more time, give us, if somebody wants to email you or find you, are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So just, is it Sandra,
yes,
Jennings, two N's?
JENNINGS.
Okay.
Actually, three.
And you're also with the Chirons.
Chiron Society. Okay. That's the group that I invented to meet every 2 weeks so mm-hmm. I can give personal readings to people. Thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely. I love that. I get an email that comes out that you give a little bit of a, like what to look forward to, and then if you want to tune in or, you know, get in that group. And I think we're due to do like a birth chart.
My
is
pleasure.
Is it a birth chart or a personal year?
What I'm going to do is call a solar return.
Okay.
Where I'm going to look at the chart at right around your birthday when the sun returns to the same place it was at when you were born. Same sign, same degree, same minute. And that's like the template or the measurement or the how to open up the codes for everything, all the trends for your year from one birthday
Fantastic.
To another. Yeah.
So I'm sure that there's people listening tonight that are really interested in exploring this, because God, it feels so good, Sondra, to hear that we are going to have some light.
Some light, an abundance of light.
And then we're moving.
Yes.
The planet is moving in light,
yes,
and energy.
Yes.
We have been in dark times.
We have been. If you learn about cycles of time, we're moving out of something that's been called the Iron Age, the Kali Yuga. We're moving out of that. We're moving toward an age of light.
Mm, I love that.
Another story for another time.
Another story. I love that. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Again, this is Linda Bott. I'll be here in the morning with Carl, and we've got some good things to cover. And, again, I want to thank Four Winds Jewelry. I want to shout out to them because, like I said, they've been with us since day one. And if you ever want to have your loose stones or your pearls or a watch repair or anything, and you just don't know if you can trust a jeweler,
they're the place. All of my jewelry goes there.
Yes. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, they're locally owned, family owned. It's just great. And then also I'm going to shout out again to Redding Garden of Lights and Turtle Bay. They're going to be with their animal shows and all the things that are coming back with some really new, wonderful things that are happening at Turtle Bay. So you definitely want to go out and check that. And tomorrow morning we're going to give out tickets again for the last remaining days of Garden of Lights. And there's going to be some new developments that are going to be happening next year. Trevor, thanks for being our producer. And I'm signing off now. This is Linda Botta, North State Now. And thanks for joining us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.